Boy, you're really missing out on these breaks in here when we read the Cosmo Twitter feed, Mitch.
I know I'm missing out on some great content. Some great content. You gave me a little piece of it between hours.
Yeah. They're trying to claim that getting busy once a week makes you happier than earning an extra 50 grand. Are you buying that? There's topic A for the rest of the show.
No.
You're welcome. I'm taking off. You can use that.
I can talk about that at
540. Discussion point at 540, yeah.
We will. All the ins and outs.
I feel like I'd probably take the 50 grand.
Yeah, it doesn't even say the 50,000 over the course of a week or a year or a lifetime. There's a big difference.
Well, that's why you got to click the article.
No, I'm not.
That's why you got to click the article.
More notifications from Cosmo there, John.
Yeah, exactly. I got another article, boys. Let's see what this one is. Oh, man.
Can we talk about college basketball?
Yeah, hopefully around college basketball it can save us.
And now for a look around college basketball. Bobby Knight just threw his chair clear across the free throw lane. Farouk Benesh, a three.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Kansas State heads to the Elite Eight.
This is Around College Basketball.
We'll start in the Big 12. Iowa State and Oklahoma State are perhaps the two most fun teams to watch right now in the Big 12. As they played like it last night, ISU beat the Cowboys 86-83, holding off a strong second-half rally from Brad Underwood's team. Suddenly, the Cyclones are alone in the second-place spot in the Big 12 standings. Yes, these are not alternative facts, people. They are ahead of Baylor and West Virginia.
I feel like I owe an apology to Steve Prohm. He's doing a nice job with the Iowa State team. It's what you hope K-State could do at their high end with a similar roster composition to Iowa State. But as I've said before, the thing that Iowa State has that K-State does not is an alpha dog and a guy that's an elite level player in the Big 12 to go along with a very balanced roster that can score from a lot of different spots. And that's Monte Morris. He made some huge plays last night. The ball that he saved and threw back in late in the game to keep them with the basketball and go up two possessions and free throws. Maybe the biggest play in the game. Huge baller. That to me is the thing that sets them apart.
Yeah, both of us were pretty down on Steve Prohm. I mean, just overall from when he was hired, we're like, well, it's not really a name that captures your attention.
Well, by the way, granted, I still think, I mean, the jury's still out. What
right.
happens when Monte Morris
exactly.
goes? There's a lot here.
I mean,
prove,
and it's not just Monte Morris that they're losing. I saw a joke on Twitter that last night wasn't senior night, it was entire roster night for Iowa State because they're losing Monte Morris, they're losing Naz Long, Matt Thomas. I mean, a lot of really important guys. And so
you hear that, K-State fans? Matt Thomas getting out.
Yeah, thank God. So it'll be interesting to see where they go. But look, even in a year that college basketball is pretty down, for Iowa State to be all alone in second place in the Big 12, that's pretty impressive.
It is. With a win at Allen Fieldhouse.
Yeah, does anybody want to go in and put down some bets of Iowa State beating KU again in the championship game of the tournament?
No. Probably not, they have won the Big 12 tournament in recent memory. I will say this. I would almost think it's more likely they do that than go on a big-time run in the NCAA tournament.
I would agree with that. That's
I'll
fair.
Throw that at you.
Honestly, I think Oklahoma State is more likely to reach the Sweet 16 than Iowa State.
Wow, hot takes here. Who's their coach?
Don't care.
All right, guys, another Big 12 news. Suspended Texas player Tevin Mack is going to transfer. Mack hasn't played since January when he was the Longhorns' leading scorer. 14 points a contest. Texas is likely to suffer its first 20 loss season in 33 years.
I can't really get a great gauge on where Texas fans are at with Shaka Smart because last year, I mean, I would say by most accounts he exceeded expectations. They did have a veteran roster, but it had not, floundered basically under Rick Barnes. This is a bad season, and it's with a guy like Jonathan Allen, who's an absolute NBA talent. And I don't know what their roster is going to look like if he or Andrew Jones, like those guys, will be back, if there's a shot of that at all for him. My thought is he's probably right now saved a little bit by the fact that Texas has so much excitement with football, considering that they got Tom Herman, the guy that they really wanted there, and that's what people care about the most, if there is excitement and things are going well for Texas football, my perception would be that takes some of the spotlight off of basketball because people have more things to distract themselves.
I think that Shaka Smart's career at Texas is really mirroring what Charlie Strong's was. The difference is when Texas loses a basketball game, you do not have 10,000 donors calling the athletic director wanting immediate change because people, unless Texas basketball is really good, people don't really care about basketball in Austin all that much. So I think that he's probably safe for, you know, obviously the rest of this season and next season, but if they have another, like, around 500 season next year, if I were a Texas fan, I would say that that's enough to determine that we need to go in a different direction.
Whoa! Wow!
If they go 500 next year, yeah.
Really? Boy, I don't know about that. And I don't think that would happen again. Just a guess there, but because of football and how much is being put in there and resources devoted there, do they want to spend their time worrying about basketball that much?
Hey, people are excited about football right now, but we may have another couple football seasons before that time comes around. And what if Tom Herman is a winner? And people might start to shift back to basketball and say, well, why are we bad in both sports?
I've got enough respect for Shaka Smart and what he did at BCU. This is not a guy that you were, quote unquote, really taking a chance on him. Mean, he's a pretty established coach. I'd give him more time than this. I would.
Texas women's basketball is pretty good. Creighton news. Guard Maurice Watson suffered a season-ending ACL injury last month, but that is right now the least of his problems now because Watson has been arrested for first-degree sexual assault with a bond of $750,000. He is suspended from all team activities.
Well, it's a horrible story. I didn't realize this at all. I knew Maurice Watson got hurt, and his absence has really affected Creighton's season. But, I mean, terrible to hear that. I mean, if it is true, obviously, I mean, that's a horrible, horrible story, and there does seem to be a lot of issues with that in college athletics right now. Now, if you want to talk basketball and what's happening on the floor with Creighton, it's totally altered their season. It's put a lot more pressure on Marcus Foster. At one point, he was averaging like 25 points a game. Now he's down to 18.8. Still playing well, obviously, and having to be their main scoring option, but it's become clear that he has changed, the team has changed a lot without Maurice Watson. It's taken them from a team that I think a lot of people felt could have been Final Four contender to now just another team in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've mentioned this, but about a month ago before Watson's injury, I thought that just because of how down college basketball is as a whole this year, Creighton was one of those teams I could get behind as one that, as long as they're hot at the right time and they're making their three-pointers, they're such a good three-point shooting team, I think that they would have a decent chance of not just making the Final Four, but winning the national championship. That is all very much in the rearview mirror now. Marcus Foster has turned into a tremendous player, but at this point, it's hard to see them getting past maybe the Sweet 16 or something.
Finally, guys, we end on a heartwarming story. In last night's game between Boise State and Fresno State, the ball got stuck above the top of the hoop and a bunch of metal that basically supports the backboard. It's a big frame. Well, no one could get the ball out, get it down. So a small child climbed the goal to retrieve it, and he is a hero.
I thought this was great. Everyone was talking about it on Twitter. It was like the feel-good story of the sports world. They were trying for a long time to get guys on the bench, like the tallest guys on the bench, to reach up there with a giant stick to knock the ball away. And it was stuck at just the right angle so you could dislodge it, but it wouldn't come down. It would get caught back in. And so they wound up holding this kid like Lion King style up to the top of it. He grabs on and climbs up it like it's a tree or something and knocks the ball out. And he's the hero, so the game can continue. I wanted to end on that and give everybody a nice little heartwarming thing here. And you almost didn't let me include it.
It's a nice story. I just really didn't know how to write it up for this segment. And you can see I did a great job with it. It's like two sentences, and it ends with, he is a hero. Not as good as the Little Cat Slam joke, which, by the way, I was going to ask you your opinion on the Grown Cat Slam Jam. I have a feeling that is hashtag not your slam jam.
Don't
Am
like
I correct?
It. Yeah. Don't like it.
Did that happen last time?
Yeah.
Yes.
They had college students dunking on the little tight basketball game.
You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm not trying to blame K-State or anything. I appreciate them trying something new, but Man, I love just the OG. Give me the little kids. Give me the regular little cat slam jam. It's my favorite in-game promotion going anywhere.
I'm not pulling any punches here, but did you see the crowd at that game? I think the problem here was that there were no children in attendance to do the little cat slam jam, and so they had to grab college students. I think that's
all five of them.
Well, if they really need to, they can come grab some of us for the media cast slam jam. We'll just make that happen.
You guys could just get booed.
Yeah, we probably would get booed.
Man, I mean, the media cast slam jam with the guy from the other thing, the dude from the other thing.
It would be the media cast slam jam, but the only one who's negative, and the dude from that other thing. I'd watch Kellis and B-Scott in the media cast slam jam, no doubt about that. You Can't Be Serious is coming up at 5:50. Tyler and Mitch will have you when the show returns. I'm off to MHS for some Tribe Hoops. You can catch it online at RadioKingN.com at 7 o'clock. See ya.